from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
However you take us in, we are really having a lot of fun with people on YouTube and Twitch. And check it out. Go hang out with us. Check us out. You can watch and see us all. Tyler is showing his nipples. I don't have it right now. The internet in here is
get them nips.
Oh, I can see it from here, though.
Show there is started at 3:43 p.m. Central.
Good for him.
He's got both of them. He just rested the shirt up above his pecs. Wow. Look at him. Look at him. Just got him rested up. Both nipples out staring. Man, there were some little bitty suckers.
I think I'm going to do the whole segment like this.
The shirt's over the mic. I didn't realize that.
Like, I don't want you to do that.
Why not?
We're about to get censored.
I'm shocked how little his nipples are.
No rules on YouTube.
I've seen them. The drive is going wild, according to Champ Slice.
Every time he pulls that shirt out, I'm shocked at how small they
are. You're shocked?
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
He's pulled them out so many times, I've kind of got used to it.
Not the manscaped.
Cold
soon.
In there or something? That left one I can see is a little hard.
What's I'm actually on? A little Why hot. I'm just hard. Aroused a bit.
Nothing wrong with that.
You're aroused? I mean, it turns you on to pull your shirt up and show the camera?
Yeah, well, turn myself on.
Just open you up an OnlyFans, man.
He's easy.
How do you know I already have one?
That's a good. That would make sense, Ron. That's where that maroon. He talks that maroon money to cover up that OF money.
Tyler, you better not have a. I'm not going to hunt it down. You just better not have.
You better bet I'd have a crap ton of subscribers.
Come hang out with us. Like and subscribe. We have a good time every day on there. All the shows.
If there's an OnlyFans audience out there that really loves hairy chest and small we'll capitalize it.
And I think there is an audience.
There's a market for that.
There's definitely an audience.
Well, I mean, you are that.
Yep. I'll make your dreams come true.
Well, I don't know about that, but the hairy chest, small nips. I mean, you can.
That's a dream for somebody.
Is that a category on the hub?
If you're doing that, you can't shave.
It's your lane on the OF.
But to get back to it here, James Smith on YouTube and Twitch. No offense, guys. Meaning you're about to say something to offend.
Something that could possibly be offensive.
No offense, guys. But try to dress a little better since you're on camera.
I thought about that today. I thought about it today.
You did?
I did. All BS aside, what's his name?
James Smith.
James, I thought about that on camera.
I got a nice gift for you, James.
I thought about
check
that
out
today.
The camera. It's real nice. Got it at Target.
So what did
you got it at Target?
So what's the threshold? What's the dress up for the YouTube audience threshold that you thought of?
Well, I don't view it as dress up for the YouTube audience. I like to couch it a little bit more as there is a video component to what we do now, and how I present myself on a day to day basis should probably change a bit if that's going to be such a growing component to what we do.
So what's the threshold?
I don't know. I didn't decide. I didn't decide. I just I don't know that I don't know that I don't need to have a slight adjustment. You know what I mean? I don't know that sitting down crunched over with a low with Astros hat pulled down low the way I wear mine is necessarily the best way to
you're coming through with your hair and a polo every day.
No. I'm not a big polo guy. Not a big polo guy.
You come in here in t-shirts, shorts, pullovers. That's a solid. It's a solid thing.
I'm not a big polo guy. I like them, just not a big polo guy.
Here's the thing: we talk about sports every day, all day, and we all dress to that. I don't think there's anything wrong with our apparel.
Well, to each their don't let James get under your skin. I mean, it's a valid point. I mean, you can either agree with it or disagree with it or not. I think there's some validity to it because I literally was walking in the building today and I thought, you know.
So you're thinking about picking up a little bit.
Probably, yeah. I mean, there's something there, you know. There's something there. James, I appreciate you pointing that out. But these other two, they don't, clearly. But I do.
Oh, yeah,
I appreciate
it
you pointing it out.
I'm going to keep bringing it. Yeah, good. Good. So, hey, sometimes it may fall. Sometimes there is a polo worn. Sometimes just good T-shirt action.
Yeah, I don't know. It falls somewhere between TV and radio, right? TV, it falls somewhere between TV and radio. When you go do the news,
and you think you're beneath it. You think you're beneath the digital. You think you come in sometimes beneath it. Like right now, you don't. You think you should do better than this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know where I land yet, but it's a thought. It's on my mind. Yes,
I think
this
is the best looking show in Houston.
Yeah, it's on my mind. It is no question. I think there's something there. The quality of the angle, the gear, whether you know, I think there's a viewing pleasure at the crib that I don't know that the low brim hat, you know, staring down at the computer all day is the way to go. So yeah, I think about it.
Next time I roll through, tricks on you. I listen with no shirt on. Well, good for you.
There you go. That's exactly why Tyler should take his off and just have both nipples out on a regular. We should do it an hour, like 2 o'clock. Well, I can't say that word. Almost said.
Well, you didn't. So good job. Proud of you.
I don't. What do you know? What he almost said?
No, but well, good job. Don't
word,
do it.
The T
oh,
word.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Bum bags.
Yes.
Rhymes
almost
with
said 2 o'clock.
Bits.
Ta-ta's at 2.
There you go.
Can you say that?
Tatas, yeah.
Tinies. Tiny nips at 2.
Yeah. Sweater puppies?
No.
Just
no, those are definitely
those are
puppies.
My favorite.
Those are newborns.
Hey, watching this Astros crew, and I'm seeing Hop-Along Gretzky or Kyle Tucker out there 2 foot hopping.
Hop little bunny, hop, hop, hop.
You know,
hop, little bunny, hop, hop, hop.
If I were to ask you this, because I think the question and the answer to this is completely different a month ago. But we know the thing is 8 straight. Can the Astros get to 8 straight ALCS?
7 times.
You think they can get there? You think this team could get there without Kyle Tucker? Because I think a month ago the thought was, hell, maybe 15 days ago. The month ago was, nah, man.
They got there last year without Kyle Tucker.
It's a great point.
Kind of.
That is a really good
still,
point.
But even still how much he struggled, he still put a fear in people's minds in the lineup. Like
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.